The hands of time move forward, and I still have not heard your voice. I was certain you would call. By now, the rose should be in your dainty hand. Or maybe not. That's why you haven't called. The conception of the plan was a long time in coming. I needed to learn about romance. I sat and read many books. There was the usual candy, now a movie, some drinks after work. No, wait, a single rose. A rose left mysteriously on your desk while you took your usual 10:15 coffee break. You were supposed to figure it out from that clue that I thought of you that often. The rose on your desk, the rose, like yourself, was beautiful. The luscious red petals, so soft and yet so fragile, were ready to fold out and the bloom ready to show its beauty. Yes, the rose was ready to begin, as I hoped we would. I'm getting tired of coming home to my empty house, feeding the cat, and watching TV alone. The weekends with the guys are getting tiresome. While they're still fun, I guess I need more out of life. I need to go to the movies with someone and say, this is a chick's movie, but secretly, as I brush back a tear, enjoy it. I want that spark in my life, that reason for getting up in the morning, the magic. Yes, the magic of that special someone that you count the seconds until you see again. And love, dear Venus, I'm ready for love. Someone to share the joys and pains of life with. What time is it? I can't believe you haven't called. You know, we really have it tough, us guys, I mean. I did the courageous thing by leaving you the rose. All right, so I didn't sign the card, just a solitary word, knock. But I thought that would add to the mystery. It's really important to have that in a relationship, don't you think? I'm sure you would rather know my inner feelings, but part of me worries about rejection, and is like a frightened child. You know how the male ego can be, macho and indestructible. Yet in the confines of my home, I watch Oprah too. I've seen those talk shows about ego problems and opening up to the one you care for. And maybe I have those problems, but old habits die hard. I miss romance and the things that lovers do. Like the feeling of cuddling. Seeing you every morning on the train is torture. Your smile and wave, and I wave back, and you never know the feelings that are welling up inside me. The darkness of night will be gone, and another day will be upon us, and I'll see you on that train again. What will I do? What will I say? Should I tell you I was the one who left you the rose? Or just wave at you as usual? Another plan. I need another plan. Another rose. No. Tickets to a play. No. A slipper. A glass slipper. Too hokey? No, perfect. The true love story. Yes, that's it. Tomorrow, when you take your coffee break, I'll leave the slipper and a card on your desk. Now, what to say on the card? With love spanning time itself? No. Be mine now and forever? No. Your prince, your frog prince who awaits but one kiss. Yes, that will do nicely. Well, I do hope this works. How I long to hold you in my arms and take care of you for the rest of our lives. To share everything with you, our past, our present, and our futures. To share all with you that is the ultimate joy of life. You, like the rose, are the flower that blooms inside of me. Blooms with passion, desire, and love. Well, I'd best get to sleep if I'm to choose a slipper in the morning to fit my fair Cinderella. I hope soon I will not be going to my bedroom alone. Good night, my princess, wherever you are. Who can that be?